You know what time it is. Time to hang out
with Mr. Cooper.
With Mr. Cooper. With Mr. Cooper. With Mr.
Get
Cooper.
The ladies cool.
From Mr. Cooper. From Mr. Cooper. From Mr. Cooper.
Hang with Mr. Cooper.
With Mr. Cooper. With Mr. Cooper. With Mr.
Get
Cooper.
Get the ladies cool.
From Mr. Cooper. From Mr. Cooper.
Welcome to the Bit Scoop with Coop. I'm your host, Coop. Big shout outs to everyone that's listening on Apple Podcasts, Pandora, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, wherever you're listening to, big shout outs to you. If you want to catch the video version of this show, make sure you go to my website to catch full episodes at thebigscoopwithcoop.com. Also on YouTube at youtube.com/thebigscoopwithcoop. You can also catch a 15-minute preview of this episode right here on Instagram at Big Scoop with Coop. All right, people, enough.
She has graced so many projects in ESPN. She has made a lot of film, documentaries, a lot of shows that you have seen on ESPN. She has touched it. And her name is Kati Fernandez. Now, we're going to catch up with Kati. We're going to hear about her career. We're going to talk a little sports. We're going to see what's going on with her. So, kick back, relax, and enjoy the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Kati Fernandez. Kati Fernandez, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Michael. You're amazing. I'm so happy to be here with you today and honored that you would have me on.
Of course. How's your day so far?
My day is going great. It's a very gloomy Monday morning here in the East Coast. Mm-hmm. However, you know, joy starts within, so it can't stop the show.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm
good. I'm in North Carolina, so the weather, we just had a tropical storm. They hit us about a day or two ago. So the weather is probably in the 80s right now. So it's doing a little something.
But everything's okay? Nothing, no severe damage in your area, hopefully?
No, not really. I mean, there's a few lines down, like cable lines, not power lines or anything. But besides that, everything's good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. And thank you for having me only 2 days after a storm.
Of course. Show got to go on. Most definitely. It definitely do. Now, Kati, I've told a lot of people before already, you have done big things at ESPN. You're moving up the ladder. Next thing I know, you will be CEO of ESPN probably in 3 years or less. I'm speaking that right now into existence.
And for me.
Yes. And I'm telling you, you got big things. Your career is nowhere close to being over. But let's start from the beginning. When did you first realize that you wanted to get into the sports industry?
Oh, that's such a good question. You know, I certainly was not one of those people that came in knowing, to be honest. So for a little bit of context, I was born and raised in the Dominican Republic. I came to the States in 2001. And when I came here, you know, I come from a very small town, probably 10, 20,000 people at most. Everybody sort of knows each other. And what you know is traditional roles, right? And most of the ecosystem there in the DR is hospitality, agriculture. There are businesses, of course, but I was more so exposed to agriculture and hospitality. And so growing up, I wanted to be a doctor. That's sort of what I saw coming up. I applied to the College of the Holy Cross because they have a 92% acceptance rate to medical school. Was pre-med throughout my 4 years there. And my junior year, I actually met my boss. That is now my boss twice, first at the NFL and at ESPN. And he was the first person I was like, you know, you should explore a career in communications. And I said, what is that? And will I be broke? Because I come from a single family household. I knew that the real financial hurdles that, you know, I was facing in taking a risk in a career that could not be profitable. Mm-hmm. And I sort of just went for it. And he was been the biggest blessing and mentor and sponsor a girl or a person could ever ask for.
That is awesome. I mean, you want to be a doctor and look at where you're at now.
Not a doctor.
I'm sorry. I'm a big sports head, so that's like right here to a doctor for me. It really is. Now that is awesome that you met him and things went well for you. Now, what type of hurdles did you go through when you first started in your position up to where you are today?
It's so funny. It's been such a journey, but every sort of hurdle has led to a blessing, you know, and you've talked a little bit about how doctors and sports are right there for you. And to be honest, sports is a unifier. It cures. It's medicine to the soul. especially when you're rooting for a team. It could also be a heart attack for the soul, but neither here nor there, especially if your team is down or high stakes. But you know, there's been a lot of hurdles, especially, you know, when I first started out, I could not afford literally to buy a fridge because my apartment in Los Angeles came without a fridge. Some apartments actually come without a fridge. And I got one donated to me, and honestly, only the freezer worked. So I ended up only eating frozen food for the first year. My bed was on pallets. Michael literally could not make it up, could not afford to buy an actual like bed frame. You know, those like plastic drawers that you purchase from Target when you're moving into college. Yeah, I still had those post-college the first year. No living room on the couch because I couldn't afford it. And we had enough money for $100 dining room table that you had to build yourself. And I have a lot of skills, but building, I am certainly not Bob the Builder. So we were sitting in like janky, you know, chairs for a whole year. But that kind of adversity really allows you to value what you have. It really allows you to honor where you come from and allows you to appreciate in a different way every single step you take along the way. So I still remember the first time I like had my first six-figure like job. I was 23 and I was like, I've made it. We both know that life is very expensive. So $100,000 is not a lot nowadays, but it just felt like such a big milestone, like this thing that I never felt like I could accomplish, not even in my 20s, but in this lifetime, you know?
But you know what, Kati? There's a lot of people that's over their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s that have not seen that amount of money, to be real. And look at what you've done. And yes, you're right. Life is expensive, especially during inflation. It definitely is right now. And trust me, it's kicking everybody in the butt like three times over. So I feel you on that. And also what you said about sports, about it could, you know, it could be a nice cure and everything. But I will tell you a little secret.
Okay, tell me.
I'm a Washington Commanders fan. We're doing well, but we got our butts handed to us Sunday. So
it's not feeling like a cure to you, right?
I feel like I got generic medicine instead of the authentic medicine. But it's a learning process for our new quarterback. So I mean, it is what it is. So big shout outs to Washington, big shout outs to your family, Kati, and big shout outs to everybody that's helped you out right now. And yeah, of course. And speaking about helping out, did you have any mentors to help you out on the way up?
Oh yeah. Outside of Brian, my mentor, my boss, who was my mentor in college, sort of gave me my first shot. He literally went above and beyond, Michael, to the point that like when I was a senior and he was trying to open my eyes to the entire diverse portfolio of roles and careers in sports and entertainment, he had set me up with conversations and coffee chats with all of his network, from people at YouTube TV to Warner Media to NFL Network, et cetera. And that led to a job. Honestly, after a temp position after I graduated, he's a prime example. I think about all the incredible women at ESPN and Disney. You know, I have a mentor. Her name is Danielle Brown, and she's an SVP of data strategy in the ad sales group. And I see her. The first time I saw her, I remember, you know, as an Afro-Latina, as a Black Latina, it was the first time I really saw myself represented. And just her sheer presence renewed my energy, gave me hope that I too could get there. Right. And she's created her own role where she is. She's paved the way for so many. She gives so selflessly. So I've been very lucky in having a very strong mentoring tree. And because of that, I try to take as much time as I can to also mentor and be of service to others the way that they were to me.
Ladies and gentlemen watching worldwide, I hope you're taking in everything Kati is saying right now, because you never know what one person can do. We know God opened doors for a lot of people, and he's setting people up for you to meet. And look what happened. The networking started, and boom, Kati is climbing up that ladder. I mean, this is awesome. This is definitely awesome. Now, I want to talk about this real quick. Before ESPN, didn't you have a taste of Hulu?
I was at Hulu for 2 years, a little over 2 years. And I came into ESPN Plus from Hulu. So right when they were coming into the Disney family as well.
Now, what did you learn from Hulu that you brought over to ESPN that helped you out in your career?
I feel like I got an MBA at Hulu, to be honest, because when I joined Hulu in 2017, there were only two plans, Hulu ads and Hulu no ads, right? You were either paying $5.99 at the time or like $10.99 at the time. And, you know, now Hulu is like a home of networks. They have HBO on Hulu, ESPN Plus on Hulu. They have the DMVPD service, which is Hulu Live, right? Or Hulu Has Live Sports, if you've seen those advertising. And I got a chance to help build in all of those steps, right? When they launched HBO on Hulu was the first one. I sort of put my hands up and was allowed to sort of help out and work on the campaign. When they wanted to launch Hulu Live, I was able to put my hands up and work on it. And so all along the way, it was still such a small and intimate environment that you were able to sort of put your hand up and be challenged if you were feeling up for it and wanted to sort of participate in those launches. And I learned a lot from, you know, how to really talk to messaging and reach consumers, how to really think about pricing, the impacts of the different sort of offerings there, how to target subgroup of fans. And it really gave me sort of like a fan first mentality on how we reach audiences through content. So I carried those learnings over to my current role, and it's paid dividend, right? Because there's so many different levels of sports fan, right? You're a sports fan, I'm a sport fan. That could look very different. You might watch every single game. I may watch every single 30 for 30 or film that comes out. Right. I may be more of like someone who seeks story versus someone who watch every single game. And so I always keep that in mind when I come across content and think about like, okay, what is the audience this for? And are we serving all audiences?
Wow. Wow. And you know what? And jumping from Hulu to ESPN, dude, I'm surprised your brain has not exploded for all the information that you have learned and receive. That shows me right there, Kati, you are a strong woman, mentally also. I mean, you really are. Big shout outs to you again. That is awesome. Now, how hard is it to create content for ESPN? We know we got different shows out there. When we're looking at it from the outside, I like myself, we're like, okay, they're just getting clips, copying and pasting, got a seamless transfer on it, and they make an awesome show. But for you touching it, how hard is it?
It's super complex, right? Like television is meant to look easy, right? Because when you're getting it, you're sitting on the couch, you're relaxing, you're sort of participating in the viewing experience. Actually creating it is almost like when you're tasting a cake. There's a lot that goes into the ingredients, the baking time, sort of like the kind of things that you throw in there to make it special or make it feel like your own flavor. And so creating content is no different, right? There's content that takes couple of months to create, sort of couple of weeks to create. There's content that's quick turnaround, and there's content that takes literally years to create, right? And so it's very different, and having the right team is very, very key. And that's what I think we have. Honestly, we probably have the best and most diverse team. And when I say diverse, I think diverse in backgrounds, thinking, social economic status, really like perspectives, world views. And that really helps in carrying a show through. We also have a very clear team, right? You don't have a bunch of quarterbacks on a very well-versed football team, right? You need wide receivers, you need runners, you need O-linemen, you need defensive linemen. And we really have that. And so everybody plays a role in that, but that's not what you see in the end product, right? You see one cohesive voice, just like when you see the scoreboard, you only see one win, right?
Yes. Yes, that's a good scenario with the scoreboard thing. I like that. I like it.
Just came up with that on the fly. So I didn't know if it was going to get there, but.
You see, that's why you the senior director of development. You developed that in your head and it came right out. Yeah, I almost made you spit your drink out. I sure did. I had fun doing that. I love it. Now, Kati, you don't have to name a lot of them, but just a couple of them. Can you name some of the content that you and your team has actually done for ESPN?
Oof. You know, it's so funny because now they all blend together with the things that are out, some of the things that are not, that are in the pipeline that are really encouraging. But our team worked a ton on Man in the Arena, Tom Brady. That was like an incredible piece of content that, like, honestly, the team was amazing. Our internal group was amazing. We had a lot of amazing storytelling ecosystems that touched it, right? And it was very fun to work on, to be honest, and be able to relive the highs and lows that you and I sort of started talking to, right? Like your Commanders, sort of what fans think of, seeing every Super Bowl through his lens, and what he was actually feeling in the moment. You sometimes forget that these are people.
Yeah.
Extremely talented, disciplined, like high achieving people. And so that piece of content really, really resonates with me. We've been working a ton on the Why Not Us franchise, which is focused on HBCU storytelling. We just did one with Steph Curry, with Howard Gall featuring them. We did two prior seasons with Chris Paul as an executive producer and was amazing. So we have a real diverse slate of content. We have a couple of really good ones coming up now from Candace Parker, which we already announced is coming out, but hasn't aired. Serena Williams, we're doing a show on her as well, which is really exciting. The Goats of Goats. We announced a project on Colin Kaepernick, in collaboration with Spike Lee, who's directing. So our team touches a variety of different content, and we get to touch every piece of content that comes out of our group.
Ladies and gentlemen watching worldwide, make sure you go to ESPN, ESPN Plus, ESPN 2 through 100. There's 100 ESPNs out there. No, I'm just being funny. But make sure you check out all of this content. Not right now. You're watching this interview. After the interview, go check out ESPN. See what's going on. Tonight is a game coming on tonight also. But I think it's going to be on ABC. No, I think there's a dual cast, ABC and ESPN, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. So make sure you check out everything that's going on with ESPN. Check out all content that Kati has touched. You want to make sure you don't miss not one thing that this woman has done. She's doing big things, people. You better keep up with her. What are the everyday duties as a director for ESPN?
Well, I go to a lot of meetings. I'm kidding. We do go to a lot of meetings, all that are very carefully and thoughtfully created and curated. We have a lot of content, so it bounces around, right? I'll tell you a little bit about how I structure my personal team in my day, and then a little bit of like what my everyday looks like. It's different. But Mondays, I really try to talk to all the leaders on my group to understand the priorities that we have coming down the pipeline, any pressing deadlines, anything that we have to like jump on, anything new from last week that we need to cover. On Tuesday, we spent a great deal of time connecting around the organization, because a lot of our job is to align strategically, because all tides rise together, right? And so that might be connecting with somebody in programming, social media, editorial, making sure that the content's being serviced properly, that we're servicing all the needs. Wednesday and Thursday, I really focus on everything else that I need to do, right? So external relationships and conversations I need to have, that of course happens Monday through Tuesday as well, but looks different. There's some traveling in there as well. You know, our team does a lot of film festivals and awards. We're getting ready to be in award season, so a lot of that conversation is happening. And Friday, I'm really making sure that nothing fell through the cracks, right? Like, what else is needed? How do I prepare for the week? Is there anyone I didn't answer? And I actually try to structure my Fridays where they're free from meetings so that I can be of service to others, right? So looking through my LinkedIn and see what messages I may have missed. Last week, I was at a panel on Northeastern. So making sure I'm actually responding to those freshmen through seniors that are looking for guidance similar to how I was. And so I try to spend at least 2 to 3 hours on Fridays just looking at messages. I don't get to all of them, but I certainly try to get to like 90% of them to the best of my ability so that people know that there's someone else on that end, you know?
And somewhere in 3 minutes of all of that that Kati just said, she finds somewhere to sleep in a 24-hour day. I don't know how she do it.
Work out. I have two dogs. I'm an aunt. I have a nonprofit in the Dominican Republic. I scout for Hearst Lab. I'm on the board for my college, Alumni Network. I'm on Wise Boston. We do it all. Time, we all have 24 hours, but it's on you on how you use that time.
Ooh. Now, I'm going to bring up the question I want to ask. I'm glad you said all of that. If ESPN came directly to you, Kati, and they said, you know what? We want you to pick the one person in sports to make a documentary out of. Who would it be?
Ooh.
That you have not done already.
That we have not done
already. That you have not done.
Well, I really wanted to work on the Colin Kaepernick documentary. I'm not going to lie. I was at the NFL Network when that story broke out. So it felt like a really big moment. You know, I would be really interested to do something around Kobe Bryant as his sort of like a reflection. You know, I know that there's a Lakers project that Hulu did around the legacy, but really focused on him and the icon that he was, what that number 8 represented would be really iconic. I personally always love the stories that have a really true human nature attached to it, right? Like one of the things that really resonates with me, especially in the mental health space, because it's often a topic that people don't talk about. It's very uncomfortable, but when you see it through the lens of people that you admire, it humanizes the experience for everybody. I would say like the Drew Robinson story is like, those are the kind of stories that I'm like, wow, like it's incredible. It's incredible, but like deeply eye awakening as well. It encourages more conversations in the workspace and personally about mental health. Mm-hmm. That's a story of a baseball player who actually shot himself in the head, survived. 30 hours went by and he was able to still call the police. Police thought it was an ambush because they're like, there's no way you just shot yourself and think you survived, right? And he lives to go on and tell the story and motivate people to talk about mental health, to talk about how they're struggling, to be able to like seek help, to be able to be vulnerable with those that care and love for you. So I really like always try to look for stories that bring something different to the forefront and encourage conversations.
Nice, nice. And I have a feeling, ESPN, if you're watching, I just put the challenge out there. Walk up to Kati. Ask her which one she want to do. She threw six of them at you right now. Let her pick one and let her do it and watch what happens. Let her do it, ESPN. Yes. Now, Kati, are there any other projects that you're working on, even if it's outside of ESPN, that you would like the whole world to know about right now?
No, I'm very passionate about the projects that we have in the organization happening. I would say, you know, ESPN is owns 80% by the Walt Disney Company, 20% by the Hearst Media Organization. I would say I've been able to spend the summer quite some time with the Hearst Media side, and they actually have a venture capital focused on female founders and helping sort of bridge that gap of the 2% of investment that actually goes into females and sort of their ideas. And women are incredible entrepreneurs. I don't have to tell anybody, but you know, 94% of women that hold C-suite positions actually worked or played in sports. And so I would like for people to know that if you ever have your own ideas and you're a female founder looking for funding and that organization is already live and has a potentially good match with the Hearst Media, I'd be happy to take a look at it. I'm a scout for them as well. And scouts essentially help surface organizations for them to maybe consider investing into.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, watching worldwide, if you got something that you know is big, you better reach out to Kati. You never know what's going to happen. Turnout could be big. Your dream job could be one step away. Dream career, one step away. Make sure you do it. Shoot, I might do that. Hey, thought to myself right there.
Well, female founders, but I will help point you to more directions of other VCs that are investing.
Okay, so females out there, do it. Do it. I can't put on a wig and fall for it. They gonna know it's me. So make sure you do it out there. Go big with this. Definitely go big. Now, Kati, what is the best way for everyone to follow you on social media so they can keep up with everything that you're doing?
Yeah, I think, you know, LinkedIn is a great professional resource. I'm really active on LinkedIn. I feel like you and I connected on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. I'm also on Instagram like everybody else in the world. And my Instagram is Soy, which is S-O-Y, Kati Fernandez, all together. Soy means I am in Spanish. So you can find me. It's a little pink headshot picture that I have on there. And I try to always look at messages and connect and reach out if I see someone interesting or that reaches out to connect directly.
Wow. Everybody reach out to Kati. See if she'll connect back with you. Do it. You never know what she's posting up there. You never know what she's going to show next. Even on LinkedIn, like she said, great social networking right there for business. So if you're a business-minded person, holler at Kati. I'm telling you, you'll never know. Me and Kati connected. Big things happened already. Look at that. That's what I'm talking about.
I got recruited from Hulu on LinkedIn.
Wow.
I didn't know anybody there.
Did not know that. Do you see that, people? She said Hulu. LinkedIn, do it, do it. Now, Kati, what advice would you give any male or female that wants to try to join the ESPN organization or they're interested in sports and they want to go into like content development and they want to actually put their 2 cents in and try to help out? What advice would you give them?
I would definitely say two things. One, take a look at our Disney Careers website. All the ESPN jobs are posted there based on geolocation, interest, sort of category of the role, whether it's development, production, talent, social media, editorial, et cetera. All the roles are there. I would also say, you know, we talked about LinkedIn. ESPN has a presence on LinkedIn as a brand. Take a look at what they're saying. Take a look at what they're posting. Take a look at where they are. And if you have the opportunity to sort of meet the brand where they are and make a genuine personal connection, that's a great gateway in to sort of participating and getting to know more people and that leading potentially to an opportunity at the organization. I would say that would be my greatest advice. And it's never too late to sort of do what you want to do, right? If you want to do video and content, start actually creating content, whether it's for an editorial on social, like you don't have to wait, especially like in my generation, there were less things as accessible. Now it's like at the tip of your fingers, right? If you want to develop, like development is all about finding good stories, researching the idea, diving deeper, making sure you understand the end, why it makes it so unique, why it's the right time to tell it now. Like all those things you could start crafting at home. You don't need the job to get it. That could land you the job, right? And so I think that action is the best course always, and intentionality with that action is really the key.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, watch worldwide. Pull out your iPhones, your Androids, your iPads, whatever you have. Start creating, 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 creating. If you're into this, you know what to do. I don't care if you're shooting a picture of a tree. Make it interesting and see what happened. Definitely see what happened. Now, before we get into the last segment of the show, Conti, here's one more question I do want to ask. And this will be a personal question for me, myself. Now, I don't care what sport it is. Mm-hmm. Who is your go-to teams in sports? I don't care what sport.
So I was raised after I came to the United States in Boston. I know, unpopular opinion, depending on where your audience is listening to this, but I definitely grew up watching the Red Sox. They were beloved in my household. I remember when the Vegas Knights were created, the NHL team, I was helping launch that partnership with Hulu and the NHL. So they have a really special place in my heart, especially because that was around the same time that the Vegas shooting happened. So I always try to keep up with the players and the team and how they're doing, because they had such an amazing Cinderella story from the onset. I grew up on the big three with the Celtics, so I watched them for a long time. And in football, honestly, because I worked there and had to pitch so many features, I feel like I follow more so players than I do specific teams. But I try to watch when I can. I think that all of us spend so much time watching that work in sports and television. That, of course, I'm going to watch my home teams, but I try to branch out. And like this week, I was rooting for the Chiefs. I don't know if that's because Taylor Swift was there or because something else, but I did find myself rooting for them. I'm not even going to front Michael. I was like, please get a touchdown, because this is just going to be great social content for all.
Oh, I like that. I like that. I don't know if you're trying to get free Taylor Swift tickets or was it really because of the Chiefs? Taylor, if you're listening, can you please send Conti some tickets? Get her at one of your shows. Do it now, please.
She's a great performer. Her and Beyonce are the best performers right now, right? Like there are media companies literally dedicating an entire reporter to cover these two iconic women. So listen, if you're asking for tickets, ask Beyonce too while we're at it.
There you go. I believe it'll be in your mailbox real soon. So you better be looking out for them. Definitely. Now, Conti, last segment of the show. It's called Take the Floor. You have up to 2 minutes to say whatever you want. No questions asked. Conti Fernandez, take the floor.
So much pressure, Michael, right? Like, I could take the floor and talk about, you know, my strong desire to tell people to be kind humans, because I feel like we're all one degree of separation from divine connections. And if we continue to proceed in that way, we're just going to continue to aid the world and, you know, not being so divisive, but more connected and in tune, similar to what sports does for many of us. I could take the floor and thank all the incredible women and sponsors and mentors who sort of paved the way for so many of us to be able to utilize our voices and platforms like this one, to be able to build careers off of their hard work and sort of battles and rooms that they sort of opened up that have unlocked so many more seats for many of us. If I took the floor, I would talk about my passion for education, and making sure that people sort of understand the ecosystems in which they operate in, right? So many of us don't understand that media companies are owned by multiple parents, or don't understand how voting works, or don't understand how, you know, what drives up inflation, which we sort of joked about at the beginning of this. So I think education is key, and being investigative in your journalism and knowing that that's not just a career, but it's a practice in your day-to-day life, is something that I would recommend for anyone to do as well.
Wow. Wow. I think this is the first time in 10 seasons, Kati, she twisted to take the floor. She did shout outs for everything out there. I like that, Kati. Thank you very much. Now, Kati, I would love to have you back on the show in the future.
Absolutely. Michael, you can count on me. I want to hear about you and the show and your vision for the show's future. I want to see how I can support you and amplify as well, how you're amplifying so many that you have on this show week over week, or your whatever cadence is for seasons. And I'm rooting for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Kati. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, make sure you check out ESPN. Check out everything that's going on for ESPN, ESPN Plus, ESPN 2, 3, College. I won't keep naming. The show will be over like 10 times over if I name everything ESPN is doing. Go check out ESPN. Make sure you do it. Shoot your content, people. If you want to be a content creator, there's nothing stop you. The world is yours. Get out there and do it. All right, people, on the next episode of the Bit Scoop with Coop, my next guest is... You know I don't never announce my next guest. You better follow me on social media at The Bit Scoop with Coop on Facebook and on Instagram. And until next time, people, we will catch you then on The Bit Scoop with Coop. Peace.